Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel today. Today is October the 17th of 2022. I'd like to share another word with you from the Lord today that I know will encourage those who belong to the Lord. This word today is quite lengthy, so I won't go into detail in the introduction of it, but I will say that for those of us who accepted the Lord as our Savior and became Christians, we began our journey to greatness. And for those who are not Christians, they will have no understanding of what the life of a Christian is really all about. And even for those of us who are Christians, we may be ignorant of God's full intention for what His church will look like, what it is that He is doing to build us according to His blueprint. But in this word today, the Lord gives us an overall view of what that building will look like when it is brought to completion. The thought came to my mind when we accepted Christ. We did not have the understanding of what we were getting into, so to speak. But as we grow in Christ, as we read His Word and come into understanding of the heart and purpose and will of the Father God, we begin to see a fuller picture of the journey we are on. And so I hope this word today will encourage you as you hear it. It is titled Transformation. I'll begin by reading scripture. Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. You are members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. This scripture reference is packed with detail of who we are in Christ, of what God is building us into, more than just a group of people coming together to worship the Lord. We ourselves, as a corporate body, are becoming a dwelling place for the Lord, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus as the chief cornerstone to this building. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. This scripture reference speaks of the transformation the Lord is taking us through. It tells us that we are being transformed by the glory of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. This scripture encourages us that though we were ignorant of where the Lord was taking us, of His intentions to transform us into His image, He is sharing that these things are beyond our scope of understanding. John 5, verse 19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise." In this scripture, Jesus is speaking about the oneness he has with his Father and making a point of sharing that he can do nothing on his own accord, but only does what he sees the Father doing. John 17, verse 21 through 22, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. And so this scripture reference wraps up the fact that though Jesus is one with his Father, we are being transformed by the power of God's glory to bring us into oneness with him and with the Father as well. And so this is what the completed project looks like. Those who believe in Christ becoming one with the Father and the Son. I'll begin reading this word. Be all of you like-minded. Do nothing out of selfish ambition, but in all your ways acknowledge me. I will make your paths straight. I will lead you in the way everlasting. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing power of my Spirit, and you will see the things of this life fall away. For the world is losing its grip on those who seek to do the Father's will. Wait on the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. He will cause you to walk and not faint. He will uphold you with his strong right arm. The earth is shifting and giving up its dead. Those who have walked in darkness are coming to the light, and the joy of the Lord is being poured out upon them. Who can comprehend the ways of the Lord? Who can fathom the depth of his love? Do not be dismayed. Hope in God, for he is your salvation and your life, and in him you will find life. In my Father's house are many rooms, and a great welcome awaits those coming home, says the Lord. They will enter the Father's house with great rejoicing, with shouts of joy, for great and marvelous is the Lord God, and great and marvelous are his ways. Cast your bread upon the waters, and it will come back to you. Go with the flow of my Spirit in this day, says the Lord. Follow my lead, and I will take you into the places ordained for you. You are my beloved, my bride, my heart's desire, and I long to be with you, to wrap my arms around you, to welcome you into my presence, to live with you forevermore. I am preparing the marriage feast. I am calling in from the north and south and east and west all those who are mine, all those who love me with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. I am calling in my bride. Soon the doors will be open, and my bride shall ascend into heavenly places prepared for her. She is without spot or blemish, and her garments are dipped in my blood, and adorned with precious jewels, for she has been bought with a great price. She has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. All eyes will be on the Lord. All will marvel at his greatness. The tempest is turning, and a full revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be released into the earth. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You shall dream dreams and see visions, for I am releasing them in this day, says the Lord, like a blanket lowered from above. A panoramic view of the Lord's glory shall be lowered, and a clear revelation will be seen. I am opening the heavens and releasing signs and wonders. The earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, and every eye shall see and be in awe at such a marvelous sight as that which is opened unto them. Fall on the rock and be broken. Worship at the Lord's footstool. Praise him with all your strength. Bow down and hail him as king. Pick up the rod of authority given to you. Pick it up and go forward. You will know what is expected of you, for I shall direct you, says the Lord. You will produce fruit, and great and abundant will be the harvest. The offering you bring will be acceptable, the first fruits of your labor. I am picking the fruit off the branches, and there is abundant fruit in your life. You do not see as I see. If you did, you would see the abundance. Your children shall be blessed, and they shall be great in the land. I am honing them into precious stones, polishing the rough edges, sanding away at the rebellion, and bringing them captive to my will. You will see that your children shall inherit the land, that they shall cross over from death to life, out of Egypt into the promised land. I am doing it, and great shall be the reward of the righteous. Great shall be their increase as they labor in the Lord. I am reaping what has been sown into the lives of your children. I am taking in the crop that has been produced and weeding out the tares. I will lead you and direct your path. I am giving you what you need, placing within you everything you need to do the work I have called you to. I am releasing into you a great measure of creativity, a great measure of clarity in detail, and you will be able to reproduce what you see and send it forth to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. You will lack nothing, so keep focused on the task at hand and do not lose interest. I am building within you the capabilities needed. There is an abundance from the storehouses of the Lord that is being released unto you. I am giving you the time and opportunity to do the work. You will work within this framework, and everything will be done according to schedule. For I am establishing you in the call upon your life. I am looking after the details and orchestrating this work. So do not think that you must make the effort, for I will open the right doors at the right time. Just be faithful to use the time given you wisely. Songs of joy will well up within you. Songs of the harvest are about to break forth. You will go forth in the anointing of the Lord in song and melody. I am taking you out into those places of darkness to bring the light of the Lord to the lost. I will send you with the song of the Lord on your lips. Go and do not fear, for I will go before you and open the doors and cause you to flourish. Seek me with all your heart, and I will reveal myself to you. I will reveal to you the depths of my will. I will show you more. I will take you deeper into the ways of the Lord. I will show you things hidden, hidden manna, the bread of life. You will eat from this bread and live. You will partake of your portion in the land of the living and will have an abundance left over to break off and give out to others. I am taking you in a new direction. The word which is in you is being manifested through you. It will become life, and that life will go forth to minister to others. It will be sent out and bear fruit. I am setting the stage, laying the footings, laying the groundwork. I am doing a deeper work than you can see. I am digging down deep into the ground and building upon solid rock. What I am building will not be destroyed, but will last forever. The tower that is built upon this foundation will reach high into the heavenlies and needs a sure foundation. It will be established firmly in the Lord. Transformation. This is what I am doing in this day, says the Lord. I am transforming you into the image of the Son. Everything that the Son has shall be yours, for you will be legitimate children of the Father and shall take part of all that the Father has for you. Reach out and take it. Stretch out your hand to receive what is rightfully yours through the Son. Take it and go do the works of the Father. Just as Jesus obeyed his Father in everything, you go and do likewise. He did nothing except what the Father showed him to do. I am asking the same of you, says the Lord, that you hear the heart of the Father and that you do only what the Father is doing, nothing more, nothing less. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus, that you become one with the Father and Son, that you abide in the Lord and do nothing apart from Him, for He is your source. As I mentioned with this word, it is quite lengthy, and it covers a lot of detail of this transformation process the Lord is taking His people through. The Lord is encouraging us that He is preparing His bride, and that He is preparing the marriage feast. And as He does this, He is bringing in the fruit of our labors, telling us that the good seed that we have sown is coming to fruition and a great harvest is coming in. The Lord is telling us that our children will be brought into the kingdom, that they shall be great in the land, that the good seed we planted in their lives will bear fruit for God's kingdom. The Lord is encouraging us to continue to seek His heart because He wants to reveal it to us. He wants to show us the wonderful things He has in store for us, that the commitment that we had made when we first accepted His saving work upon the cross has effectively been doing its work to bring us into that oneness with Jesus and the Father God, that it is because we are connected to Him that we are able to be transformed by His glory and to be brought into the destiny that He had planned for us. The Lord is sharing His heart of love for His people. He longs for us to be with Him forever. And of course, once we leave this earth to be with Him, we will experience the fullness of joy, the fullness of His presence and goodness. But we don't have to wait for that time. The Lord is doing this great work in us continually to bring us into oneness with Him, that we become the dwelling place of His presence in this life. I hope this word today encourages you. The Lord's plan is greater than the plans of men, and we may not clearly see what the Lord is doing in our lives, but we can be assured God is working out His plan. He is building according to His blueprints, and we are being brought out of the world and up into heavenly places with Him. Be encouraged in this day. Be blessed of the Lord and run the race set out before you with great endurance, with eyes toward the prize. Thank you for listening today. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again the next time. Bye for now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's given me 2 revelations this week to share with His people. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And in one of them this week, He spoke to me very clear. Hallelujah. And what He wanted me to say, or what He wanted me to share. And I'm going to share that tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. God is so awesome. He is so great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I was taken to the times of Noah, Noah generation, my brother and sister. And I tell you, I was there. I was among the people. I was talking to the people there like I'm talking to you now. But I was speaking with them face to face, my brother and my sister. And there was something there. God wanted me to speak with the people and see and learn. Because as He said in His word, likened to the days of Noah, my brother and sister, His word, my Lord, my God, I tell you, is so accurate. My brother and sister, His word is so accurate. Hallelujah. It's so true. Every single word of His Bible is true, my brother and sister. And it is to be taken serious, to understand, hallelujah, to receive it, my brother and sister, because I tell you, every single word is true. I'm in Luke 17:25. But first He must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And then verse 20 says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. These days of grace you and I in are the days of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of Man. Identify it as Ezekiel, when God spoke to him, He called Him Son of Man. Shalom, Sister Luna. Shalom, everyone, everybody else. He called Him, hallelujah, Son of Man. So He identified Himself with the prophet, letting us know and understand how important is the word of the prophet that He has spoken through His prophet, my brother and sister. Because He identified, hallelujah, and the fact of the matter that only 8 people were saved, it tells you the condition of these people. My brother and sister, I'm going to share my conversation with them. My brother and sister, and what I learned, what I saw, what I experienced being there. Because it was like being taken now into this generation, like in the middle of New York City when people are coming out of work and stopping people and talking to them and having conversation with them as I was having it with those people. My brother and sister. And I didn't think that there were so many. I know in several messages I said there were in the millions, you know, because I believe as the word of God says, like it is now in the millions. Right now we also have them in the billions of people around the earth. But I believe that generation, as it is now, is the same. It is the same. But the behavior of them, I said, it's now, it's the same. I didn't see no different in the people then and now. And believe me, I was there this morning for over an hour speaking with these people, seeing their behavior. My brother and sister, praise to Lord. So let me keep reading the Word of God, and then I'll get there. I'll get my brother and sister where I was and what I experienced this morning. My brother and sister, it was tremendous how God can just take a person from here and take you over there, even in your whole body. And you can be there speaking with them, talking with these people, my brother and sister. And I was talking about God with them. It was incredible. God is amazing. My brother and sister, the God we serve, the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, it is He. Hallelujah, a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. So Genesis says, it came to pass that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, then the Son of God saw the daughter of men, angels, so that they were fair, and they took themselves wife of them on whom they chose. Excuse me. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for he's also flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Praise the Lord. And I want to pause here, because when he took me there this morning, I believe he took me there between 2 and 3 in the morning. And he took me there, and the Lord left me there, and I began to talk with the people. But one thing that the Lord was telling me there was, as he took me there, he was talking to me about violence, my brother and sister. And I believe all this follow of a revelation he gave me 2 days prior, where he took me into a month to come. And a lot of you that have been listening to me for a few years, and what the Lord has given me here in the Lord's hour, my brother and sister, I share back in 2020 how the Lord has shown me what will be happening in 21 and in 22. And if you don't remember, I will refresh your memory today. In 2020, the Lord revealed me that the coronavirus for 2021, there will be about 80% of the people vaccinated. Okay, and that already happened in 21, before it was over. He also showed me, he showed me that in 2022, food prices will quadruple, and it will be 8 times to 10 times even more for 2022, my brother and sister. He also showed me for 2022, before it's over, rioting. People angry at Joe Biden's, President Joe Biden's, because of the economy and food prices. Right now, food prices have quadrupled since the end of last year. And in Ohio, it's already being called state of emergency because of food shortage. My brother and sister, I talked about these things in 2020. Now, still coming for this year is the rioting. We have not seen that yet, but I've been telling you before it comes, before it happens. My brother and sister, gas prices are also going to go up. My brother and sister, really up. As food is going to go really up again. And there will be a shortage of food, he was showing me this week. Very soon, month from now. I don't know how many months. But this is what the Lord was showing me. Shalom, Sister Luna, two mornings ago, Jesus took me into the months to come. And he was showing me, as a reminder, that if we don't have emergency food put away, if we don't have it, we're going to go out looking for food. And we're not going to find it. is what he was showing me. And to me, like many of you are thinking, how is it that's not going to be full in the supermarket? That was kind of my thinking, you know, while the Lord was showing me these things. And so he had me experience of going to the different supermarket here in North Carolina and not being able to find food, okay? Because I was thinking with so many, we call it Ingle supermarket here, different state, they got market basket, they got different public food in different states that are called different names. But here, the Ingle supermarket mostly, in North Carolina, Whole Food. And then people buy in Target and Walmart and the different other places. So I'm thinking there were so many big stores here. I bet you if I go to any Ingle, I should be able to find the food we need. And in this revelation of the Lord, I was going to the state of North Carolina looking for food. And could not find it, my brother and sister. Shelf, like in Ohio is already in state of emergency because of food shortage. My brother and sister, the Lord showed me in North Carolina, compared to other states, is doing good in that regard. But still, every single state are going to end up in trouble soon. That's what the Lord was showing me. This is nothing to take lightly. This is to take very serious because the Lord was very serious with me about this, my brother and sister. And so, praise you, Lord. I was going out looking for food, and the shelves were empty in the supermarket. People had taken everything, especially if you got Ohio and then Georgia running out of food. In South Carolina running out of food, you can be sure people from those three states are coming to North Carolina to the supermarket to buy everything available or anything available, okay? That has happened before, my brother and sister, where banks were having trouble 3 to 4 years ago. That's what happened now, and this shortage that is going on, the same thing is going to happen again, my brother and sister. So the Lord was showing me these things happening. And he was reminding me that he told us to put away emergency food supply, my brother and sister. And he has said it to Sister Barbara. He has said it to many other of his prophets, telling people to prepare and be ready. And he says to me that when this come, they will call on him, and he's not going to answer them because they are not listening to him now. Okay? He said this to me, and I was, wow. Okay? I was surprised. But at the same time, I know what he's saying. Okay? I know what he's saying. Because right now is where we should be repenting. People should be seeking the Lord, committing our life to him, listening to him now. He's telling us to get ready now, get prepared, because this is coming. So I said, what's in the days of Noah? So it shall be in the days of the Son of Man. And these are the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroy them up. This morning, I was a month of endless multitude of people in front of the ark of Noah. And I was not focused on the ark. I was focused on the people because it was endless. I don't know if you ever been to New York City. I grew up in that area. I grew up in Union City. And we just had to cross the bridge of the Lincoln Tunnel to go to New York. And I would go to 2nd Street and see so many people walking, moving. I will walk. My brother insisted. So I'm familiar in New York with so many people crossing the street at the same time, thousands of people, people coming out of work. I'm very familiar with millions of people crossing, where you have to get out. The boss or even the bus driver used to like to get out when you get the bus on 2nd Street in New York City to come to New Jersey. They want to get out quick because they know it's so busy. My brother insisted. Or a taxi. If you take a taxi, they usually drive fast in New York for the same reason. They know what time people are coming out of work, and you have millions of people on the street, and then everything will slow down immediately. And so this morning, he takes me in the spirit unto the days of Noah. I'm standing there in front of all these multitude, but endless multitude. I mean, if you ask me how many were there, I cannot even tell you how many. And I was speaking with them in English, my brother insisted. And they understood what I was saying. And it might be because it had not yet, the Tower of Babel had not come to pass yet. They have one language. And I believe that even if I was speaking Spanish, they would understand what I'm saying. English or Japanese, or, you know, because it was all one language. That's all I can tell you. It was all one language. And I was speaking to these people. Somehow the Lord God Almighty giving me the understanding to speak to them. And if I was speaking English like I did, everyone understood what I was saying, my brother and sister. And the question is, Noah was telling them to repent and get into the ark. And everyone standing there looking at one another were like, they were not listening to him, my brother insisted. And one thing that the Lord let me know about this generation specifically was violence. Violence, my brother and sister. When it says that the Lord said, my spirit shall not strike with man, for he's also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Everyone there knew, and I learned this morning. I didn't know, and I know a lot of you don't know this. But everyone there knew when the Lord let them know that they were not going to live no more than 120 years. And you know what they were thinking and saying? Our elders, they were saying there. I heard them. Our elder lived to close to 1,000 years, 900, and like Methuselah and them. And they were saying to one another, why is God cutting our years? And they were angry. They were angry. And Jesus was speaking to me about them being angry. Okay? That angry violence, my brother and sister, we need to be extremely careful with. My brother and sister. Because here they are angry of God for saying to them, my spirit is not going to strike with men. And he decided to reduce their years to 120, verse 3. This to them was like, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. Did he just say he's reducing our years to 120 years? And so they were angry, like an angry mob, my brother and sister, mafia. Okay? And to me, listening to them and talking with them, see, they're focused on God reducing the years to 120, and I heard them saying, but our elders, and they were right in that regard, our elders lived to close to 1,000 years. Why are we reduced to 120? My brother insisted. But they're not thinking that God is doing this because of the disobedience in reality. And this is why God did it, because of the sin and disobedience. Them taking wives, there's nothing wrong you getting married. It's taking more than one and another one and another one. My brother and sister. And so the Bible says then there was giant on the earth in those days, also and after that. This didn't help the situation now. Because now you got these fallen Nephilim and fallen angels. And they were the daughters of men, my brother and sister. And they knew when I was speaking with them that I was a messenger like Noah of the Lord. You know this? They knew. Oh, it's another messenger, they say. This is another messenger. Okay? As I was speaking to them, my brother and sister. And how can you convince someone that thinks he's right? That thinks that what he's doing or what she's doing, okay, they're fine. I'm going to give you another example. Okay? I'll give you another example. So you can understand why this is compared to the days of Noah. Okay? Now, Matthew 25, the parable of the ten virgin. This is where five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. Okay? Now, they that were foolish took their lamp and took no oil with them. Okay? And say what we say, leave me alone. Don't try to shove your religion on me. I am fine. I'm okay. You don't tell me that I need to be repenting every day. I already received the Lord years ago. I don't need to do anything. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Leave me alone. Behavior. My brother and sister. Okay? God says that behavior is foolish. This is a foolish behavior. I'm okay. I am fine. I received the Lord as my personal Savior years ago when I was little. My mom took me to church. When the Lord comes, I'm going home with him. Don't tell me I need to be repenting. I need to be fasting. I need to be reading the Word. Okay? Because I heard the Bible since I was little. I already know the Bible. Leave me alone. I just want to go have fun with my friends. Okay? The Bible calls that foolish, my brother and sister. And this is kind of the behavior of these people in the days of Noah had this morning when the Lord took me there. It was so real, I saw the fire of the Lord as he took me there and as he brought me back, my brother and sister. Oh, my Lord, this felt so real, okay? And it was so real this morning. The Lord brought me around 4 a.m. When he brought me to my bed at 4 a.m., our daughter, Dina, came into the bed. She began to vomit in our bed. She had like she just started vomiting. My brother insisted. Sex. And we had to turn on the light and take care of our daughter at 4 plus in the morning. The enemy was not happy. I have received this word, this revelation from the Lord. When he stopped me, God brought me back to my bed, my brother and sister. He wanted to discourage me to come on the program tonight and share the revelation because he knows how much it means for us to understand and know that we cannot behave like the five virgins that took their lamp but took no oil with them, no extra oil with them. They thought they were saved, always saved. They were fine. No one needed to be telling them to be repenting and seeking the Lord every day. My brother and sister, no one needed to be telling them to read the Bible. Jesus is our fountain of oil. And when Noah was telling these people, get into the ark because the door is about to be closed, they made foolish of what Noah was saying. Okay? They did not listen to Noah. If you will see these people as I saw, hallelujah, if you can see them as I saw them this morning, not caring for what he was preaching, more like thinking this man is talking about rain that it never rained, and they were angry. What Jesus was speaking to me about was anger and violence, okay? Because 2 mornings ago, he came to me, took me in the spirit in the days, months to come, and showed me our economy is not going to get better, but it's going to get worse. Joe Biden is not going to save you in the days to come, but only God. And if only if you are trusting in the Lord, if you are seeking God, your government will abandon you any day, in any hour. Okay? They have nothing for you, and they're not going to do anything for you in the months to come. This economy doesn't have much before it completely falls, before the stock market belly up, my brother and sister. They have nowhere to go. And this is why the state of Ohio is declaring a state of emergency under food banks, food shortage in Ohio. My brothers and sisters, okay, I am telling you, as the Lord was showing me, if they don't listen now, if they don't listen now, Jesus was saying to me, in the days to come when there's no food, they're going to call on me and I will not hear them. He says to me, I was surprised he speak to me this way. Thank you, Lord. I am telling you, my brother and sister, it's going to, hallelujah, it gets really hard. And he's speaking through his prophet, Sister Barbara, from Hilo 7, and many others online, telling people to stock up on emergency food supply. Because food is going to go through the roof soon. They're already expecting gas prices to go, barrel to go $174 very soon. My brother and sister. And it's not what they're saying. It's what the Lord is saying. Because the Lord has been saying this for a few years to us. For us to be ready. And he made it very clear to me. If they don't listen and get ready, they will call on him. He will not answer. My brother and sister, it's going to get very difficult. And there will be a lot of families. We already have a lot of homeless. In this past month, homeless population have multiplied. There's so many people going homeless and program being closed down because of lack of fund. My brother and sister, and churches are even saying they're running out of funds to give to the homeless. Banks already, the signs are there clearly. Clearly, my brother and sister. So this is what God is saying. People need to be preparing now with emergency food for the months to come. Because it will get, hallelujah, hallelujah, food shortage is the problem. Like it is in Ohio now. We were watching a video, the news from Ohio, last night, and they were showing empty shelf in the supermarkets in Ohio and food banks running out of food. Then Georgia, South Carolina, I believe North Carolina will follow. And it, state by state, my brothers and sisters, will be affected highly. My brothers and sisters, because some states that have the food banks, that have their food banks, they're not willing to share where are the food banks because they're running out also. They know they cannot get more right away. My brothers and sisters. And we know there are many reasons why this is going there. But the fact of the matter is, yes, thank you, brother. In Georgia, yes. They're also, this brother says that they're already, in Georgia, it's also food shortage in Georgia. State of emergency of food shortage in Georgia already. I didn't know. I knew for Ohio because we were watching it last night, but I didn't know for Georgia. Someone did on the news did mention Georgia, but I wasn't sure about Georgia. Thank you for the information. So two states, as far as we know, my brother and sister, the Lord was very serious with me 2 mornings ago. Took me on the spirit in the months to come. I spoke about this 2 years ago on the Lord Tower. What I saw coming for 21, what I saw coming for 22. I saw rioting for 22. I don't know how many of you remember me saying this. High food price and rioting. I don't know what's going to lead into rioting. Okay? But in 2023, I saw martial law. Okay, I wanted to wait to say this, but if you see, it's so you can see what follow. In 2022, I saw rioting, high prices on food, and rioting. In 2023, I saw martial law coming to the United States. I saw soldiers being put in every single state, set up every entrance of every state. And everyone has to show the license ID to enter. My brother and sister. I saw people running and people being shot at by the military. It's not going to be pretty soon, my brother and sister. The only thing that some of this vision is going from 1 year into another. That's why it's hard to explain it when I said 22, because 2 years ago, when I saw what was happening in 22, I was trying to determine, because of the weather, was that in summer or the beginning of winter? Because some of the people I saw running, they didn't have coal on them. So I immediately said, that must be summer. I was looking in the spirit into the state of Washington, Washington, D.C., my brother and sister. Washington, D.C. I was looking into Washington, D.C. In the state of Virginia. I would say Maryland, between those. They're just so close to each other. And I was looking in the spirit, and I can see people rioting for this year between that area. Like people going to Washington to riot, to try to change Biden's plans to help other people, but he didn't do anything. And people were angry. And I was telling my family, when this that the Lord showed me began to come to pass, and people began to break into stores, began to break into restaurants, supermarkets, like it happened to Minnesota a few years ago, it only damaged the state. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't help the economy. It doesn't help people, because they'll break the supermarket. They'll burn down the supermarket, the store. They'll shoot the police. They go into shooting with the police. It will only become such a great mess that there will be no security for us, for anyone. Our only protection is the Lord and all this. And this is why depending on the Lord now is where we should be. My brother and sister, we should be, okay? Soon people will realize they need to board up their homes. They will need to buy, I don't remember how many years ago I was talking about this. And I bought some steel bar, and since I moved, I left them behind. So now I need to prepare even more for that, because in the months to come, when these riots begins, they will break into people's homes. People will be robbed. People will be shot, and so much more. And God is revealing to us this stuff before it comes. Because once it comes, that's it. We're in the middle of the mess. And the best thing we can do, of course, is stay home and pray. Stay home and pray is the best thing we can do. People will be throwing stone-breaking windows. my brother and sister, and so much more burning down court. This happened to Minnesota a few years ago. You saw the mess. The state of Minnesota is only recovering from all this mess. Even the police station got burned down. And this is what I'm talking about. It's coming, but not for several states, which is not going to help the country. My brother and sister, it's not going to help the country. Otto, it's not going to help people, Otto. Not going to help the economy. Okay? If it burned down the supermarket, then those supermarkets will be useless for them to bring food. So everyone, so many people will end up being hurt by this. Okay, so there you go. That's in Louisiana. Augustine, Louisiana. They're on the street. They may be, to get back to them, the immigrant may start rioting. So this is the Lord was showing me this two mornings ago as an urgency that is coming very soon. Very, very soon. I was surprised. And he spoke to me very strong. I had told them to get ready. I had told them to prepare for this. Tell them to come to him, to the Lord, and repent. Close to God and repent. And your relationship, trusting in God. He will protect us. He will keep us. And he will supply to us. This is what he wants to do for us. But that, we need to get on our relationship with him. If they don't listen to him, like they haven't been listening, they will call on him, he said later on, and he will not answer, he said. So he's very serious about this. Never heard him speaking this way. My brother insisted. But it's because he's telling people, telling us. And if we continue to put it off, if we continue not to listen, like he said, the many are not listening. And he knows and he can see from heaven. They're not listening. He keeps sending messengers to them. They're not listening. They're not getting ready. They're not putting emergency food supply. My brother and sister. And so the messenger that he's sending, Sister Barbara and many, are being ignored. Simply being ignored. And he's not pleased with this. He said, they will call on me and I will not answer them when this comes. Because they did not listen to me when I spoke to them, he said. So he's very serious about that. My brother and sister. They ate, they drank, they married wife. They given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them up. Simple. Simple. He wants to deliver people from the judgment. But they did not listen to Noah. Noah got into the ark, God closed the door, and that was it. The flood came and destroyed them all. Little babies, teenagers, adults, elder, kill. All of them the same. Okay? Pregnant woman, the same. Destroy. Simple. My brother and sister, because they will not listen. They will not repent. They will not turn to him. And it sounds cruel. It does sound cruel. But he's God. He's a loving God. He wants to take care of us. If we repent and trust in him, he'll take care of us. We don't have, during that time, we don't even have to worry. He will supply our need according to his riches and glory. That's what he wants. My brother and sister, the fact of the matter is people are trusting in man. Verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagining, every thought in their mind of the thoughts in their heart was only evil continuously. And this is the kind of people I was speaking with this morning. I'm standing there talking with them. I'm seeing their behavior. As I begin to talk to them about God, they say, oh no, another messenger. They said to me. And I'm like, okay. Shouldn't you be repenting, getting ready to enter the ark, then standing there doing nothing? ignoring what the man of God is telling you to do, and then they're acting like they didn't care. My brother and sister. But the Lord pointed something out to me. Jesus spoke to me and said to me, violence, angry and violence. My brother and sister, violence, he says to me. Praise the Lord. And the Lord repented that he made man on the earth and it grieved in his heart. Why did he repent and why did it grieve him so much? Because they will not repent. They will not repent. My brother and sister. And then the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beasts, the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for I have repented that I have made them. Okay? I made them. I'm sorry that I made them, but I'm going to destroy them. Simple. Period. My brother and sister. Imagine I was talking to them. And I know I'm not, if Noah, being from their time, and them knowing Noah for so many years, 200-300 years, and they were not listening to Noah, me, Elvie, who's only 50 now, I think one of Noah now was over 50 years of age. And me only being 50 talking to them, they were completely ignoring me. But the Lord pointed out how angry they were. My brother and sister, very angry at God, because God reduced their years. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, God reduced their years, okay, to 120. And 120, they were not pleased. Our elders live close to 1,000. Why? Our years are being reduced to 120, they say. They were all murmuring and complaining. Like the children of Israel when they went into the wilderness and they wanted meat. And they began to complain to Moses because they didn't have meat. Moses, we had no meat. In Egypt, we could eat onions and all these things. Get us meat, Moses. Find us meat, Moses. And then God gave them more meat that they could eat. But God was angry that they murmured. He was angry. God got so angry at these people later on. He said, he swear they will never enter my rest. My brothers and sisters, they will not enter my rest. God said, that's how angry God was at these people. Because when people refuse to repent, God says, okay, I'm sending you my messenger. I'm giving you the word to repent. You're refusing to repent where I can restore you. I can forgive you and restore you. You're refusing to do so, then you'll be destroyed. He had enough with them. My brother and sister. So here is the virgin. But the wise took oil with the vessel and the lamp. It was wise to have that extra oil. It was wise to be in prayer and repenting daily. Not knowing where he will come. Let's just have that extra oil that any time he will come, we'll be ready. Simple. And what the bride will tarry, they all slumber and slept. Yeah, everybody got tired. Everybody was waiting for years. Then the hour comes for them to go home to be in with the Lord. And at the midnight hour, there was a cry. I believe that's the sound of the trumpet. And behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. They heard that Jesus. My brother and sister. Now, in relationship to the 3 days of darkness, the bride being changed into a glorified body, this made more sense now. Because we are in the midnight hour. They heard a cry. My brother and sister. The cry, I believe, was because of the beast. But then, behold, the bridegroom come. So, God comes like it happened in Egypt. The angel, they came to kill the firstborn, and God also came. My brother and sister. So, in the 3 days of darkness, Father and the Lord come to see the bride to change us and transform us. And at the same time, the beast being sent out to, hallelujah, kill the wicked or eat the wicked up. My brother and sister, the sword for the wicked, as the Bible says. So, hallelujah. So behold, the bridegroom come, go ye out to meet him. And so when the Lord showed me, he was calling people by name, he was calling them out of the house. Go ye out to meet him. He was calling them out of the house. And at the moment Jesus called them by name, they were being changed. People were being transformed. My brother and sister, awesome. That is what's about to come. Thank you, Lord. He's about to change his people. He is about to transform his people. My brother and sister, everyone will change into looking 20s. Hallelujah. Young body, strong body. Hallelujah. I believe after you pass 20, since I've been to heaven several times and seen young people, young women, young men, all in their 20s, I believe in the regular age after you pass 20, you're going downhill. In regard to how your body recovers, and science has been able to prove this, because when you are 19, 20, and you get a cut in your body, you're able to heal quickly. But once you pass those ages, it began to take longer time for you to be healed. So your body's going downhill. 27 downhill, 32 downhill, 34, 35, 37, 40, 50, 60. Your body's going downhill. It's hard to recover. Older people, because I also worked in a nursing home years ago, has a hard time healing. In the 60s, 70s, 80s, when they get burned, cut, or anything, they have a really difficult time healing. My brother and sister, their body is down, down, deep down. Hell, my brother and sister. So we're all going back to 20 again. Those that will be changed, those that will be transformed. Again, it will be a permanent 20 for each one of us in our body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then you won't age. After that, since your body is 20, your body is strong. You don't even get tired running here and there. It's not like, oh, the Lord's sending us to do all this work, and we're going to have all that energy. You're going to have more energy than what you need back in your younger body. This is what God is promising us, that we will be changed, will be transformed at the last trumpet. Well, the last trumpet is coming up, my brother and sister. If we go into the feast of the trumpet, the last trumpet is to depart. Once the last trumpet is sound, we depart. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So that is coming. But first, the 3 days of darkness, the transformation. Thank you, Lord. Before God did anything with the disciples, they went through 3 days of darkness. The people in Egypt went through 3 days of darkness. The disciple, where Jesus went through 3 days of darkness. Well, he will resurrect. I show you that in John, that on Sunday, they were coming out of the darkness. After the 3 days, from Friday to Sunday, they were coming out of the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister, that was up on the earth for 3 days. And he said that the Son of Man will be on the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, my brother and sister. But Sunday morning, as I read to you, they're coming out of darkness. Think about that. Mary goes to the tomb, and right when the sun is up, they're coming out of darkness. What do you think that means? They went to their own 3 days of darkness. It was a change, a transformation. They saw the dead resurrected after he died. He raised the dead. So we're having experience the same. The dead will be resurrected first. My brother and sister, then we that are alive, that remain alive until the coming of the Lord, says Paul, we're going to be changed and transformed. That comes where we are changed and we are transformed, my brother and sister. So for the bride is joy, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Transformation, new glorified body. But to the unrepenting, my brother and sister, so this morning in the days of Noah, I was speaking to the people, and they were angry at God. They were more focused on their anger, I noticed, my brother and sister, they were more focused on the anger than anything else. Now, verse 11, the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Notice how the earth, that means earth, all the birds, water, the sea, everything. Well, in the last days that we're in, our sea is being contaminated. 75% of normal fish are disappearing in the sea. A lot of people don't know this. You got to Google this. Watching a video about this, of fishing companies, and they were talking about this. 75% of fish in the last year have disappeared in our oceans, my brother and sister. And so it's much harder now. That's why seafood price is going to go through the cloud very soon, as you see that 75% of the fish have disappeared. Marvelous, is normally the people eat. So everything is getting harder. Everything is getting more difficult. Marvelous, insisted. So in the times of Noah, according to the word of God, everything was corrupted. Everything is becoming corrupted right now. And the pollution of the air now and all this affect the bird, the fish, and even human beings with all these viruses. Thousands of viruses out in the air. Our food is contaminated. Our water is contaminated. There's not one thing you and I are eating and drinking today that doesn't have COVID-19. Proven by scientists. Not just my word. You got to Google this. Not one thing you and I can eat. You and I cannot eat an apple or a pear. No, that doesn't have COVID-19. Baffle insisted. So the word corrupt applies to us, to this generation, and everything we drink and eat and wear and so much more. Our air is contaminated with COVID-19. My brother and sister, our air, our seawater, river, lakes, there's not one thing that doesn't have COVID-19. There's a brother who bought a bottle. He has a testing, a COVID-19 testing, right? Now they have app on the phone and all that. And he went and tested this water from the store, filtered water, clean water, as they claim, tested positive for COVID-19. Marvel insisted. And scientists are confirming this stuff now more than ever. Doctors are confirming this. Everything had COVID-19. So that everything now falls under corruption. That everything has been damaged, contaminated now. So how can you not trust the Lord, tell me? How can you not seek the Lord with all your heart now, where everything that is corrupted must be destroyed? Everything that is corrupted must be destroyed by God, because that's not the way God created things. So God is speaking to us, even through everything you hear on the radio, on television, and the internet. When these doctors and specialists that have made all these new machines and special machines now, they got these special machines now that they can see, they can detect COVID-19 on everything. So the machines are telling you that there's COVID-19 everywhere now. Water, food, and everything. And they're finding that on chicken, on beef, pig, whale, sharks. They're finding COVID-19 in shark, whale, that are in the middle of the ocean somewhere. They go on boats and they take a sample on the blood and they do a testing positive for COVID-19. My brother and sister, deers, wild deers, and all kinds of animals are being tested for COVID-19 positive. My brother and sister. Okay, and some can be considered deadly. My brother and sister, everything, what that means is, you may say, but Brother Elby, a lot of the testing can be false. What I can tell you is, okay, what I can tell you is this, my brother and sister, is this, that everything is corrupted, okay, and we can get into the point where they contaminated everything in the world. Maybe yes, they have done it for years and for their own purpose. But it is corrupted. It's the fact of the matter. And by being corrupted, it becomes under judgment to be destroyed. God said that they will do so, and it's happening, my brother and sister. As it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of the Son of Man. They corrupted the earth in the days of Noah. They've done the same today. So that means that the Nephilim who are locked up, my brother and sister, gave our government and all these scientists and people all these sickness that they gave, that they released in the times of Noah and contaminated the herd, animal, beast, everything, and have done it in this timing, and they now have done the same, my brother and sister, the same. Everything is contaminated and damaged, okay? If you don't get a pain in the leg, you get a pain in the arm. You don't get a pain in the arm, you get a pain in your leg, on your neck. If you don't get a pain in the neck, you get a pain on your head. If you don't get a pain on your head, you get a pain on your feet. Okay? If you don't get a pain on your feet, you get a pain in the arm. Something in you must hurt with this contamination. It must be this way. Because that's the way it was in the days of Noah. Everything was contaminated there. The Bible said it will be here the same. So, my brother and sister, children are hurting. Children are being more with defect. My brother and sister, with even virus in them. I was watching a program online where they were doing this, saying, talking about this, children being born with virus already on them, COVID-19. My brothers, and the nurse and doctor were doing the testing. They were showing these parents, my brother and sister. And you may say, well, no, they were doing the testing. They were showing, testing the blood. Oh, he tested positive for COVID-19. Okay? And I believe the mom was already vaccinated, but the baby had the COVID-19. Babies, innocent creature, my brother and sister, created by God. They're being contaminated from the womb now. Everything. Now, other thing is the government has ordered for thousands and millions of chickens to be killed because of being tested positive. This is not going well. It's the same with cows. They didn't want to tell this to people, but there's information being released. Cows and chicken and animal and pig by the millions, millions are being ordered to be killed. Because they have tested positive also, my brother and sister. But they cannot show you one pig or animal who is not positive. Now, Pfizer have created a vaccine for animals, for pig, for cow, and chickens. Okay, my brother and sister. I want to play some audio in regard to that chicken flu, which is related to COVID-19 also. It being tested, they say it's the same, but it's being called chicken flu. My brother and sister, all these contaminations are being found lately in these past few months, and they were trying to keep all that information secret. It's happening. They know they're getting people sick. Through the food, through chicken, if you eat chicken, beef, if you eat beef, turkey, my brother and sister, pig. And this is why people are complaining with so much pain on their body. Because they're through these sickness, these viruses, they're getting it. You have to come against it in the name of the Lord and rebuke it. If you got this sickness, if you got this pain in your body, on your leg, on your arm, because that means they make you sick. You need to rebuke that. You need to pray against that. Fast and pray against that in the name of the Lord. And ask the Lord to heal you. It happens in the days of Noah. They're doing it now again. The Nephilim were under in those days. They're now. They corrupted all flesh back then. They're corrupting all flesh now. All flesh now are being contaminated. My brother and sister. And this is based on the word. We can forget about all the information doctors and specialists are giving. We can forget about all that. All the viruses they're finding everywhere. We can forget about all that. But the proof is that it happens in the days of Noah. All flesh got corrupted, and it's happening now. It said what happens in the days of the Son of Man. Jesus said, my brothers and sisters, verse 12 of Genesis 6, 12, and God looked upon the earth. Now, God always looked upon the earth. And if you can read it in Psalm, that his eyes are fixed on the Son of Man, the Bible says. So God always looks upon the earth. But when God looks upon the earth in this timing of Noah, what God sees, remember that God can only see the true. Noah lies to God. No truth can be hidden from God. All lies. God can only see the truth. To you and I, they can give us a story. They can give us full evidence. And they can give us false positive. They can give us false positive. They've been tested, found false positive. They can give you and I false positive, but not God. Not him. Not the Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No one can lie to him. No one can deceive him. Now, when God looks upon the earth, what does God see? Well, let's read it. Let's read what God sees. Behold. Behold, he's looking. He's seeing. What is he seeing? It was corrupt. Now, does he need glasses? Does he need glasses, anyone? Does he need a telescope where he can see it better? My brother, a laser where he can really point to and really get the you know, or does he need to send scientists and really get a good look at this and really study this and kind of find the meat of the problem there? Okay? The God needs, you know, special tools, special computer, supercomputer to take the blood and run the test and see if this is really correct or it just looks like that. Now, my brother and sister, God is giving us the best testing you and I can ever have in our hand, in his word, his own vision, which is beyond better than anyone, than any tools and any scientists. My brother and sister, what's the Father see? Father, see it. Corrupt. With his eyes that are better than any machine, any computer, he see it corrupt. He sees something that he made pure with a lot of additive, a lot of add-on, they say, right? A lot of additive into what he made pure. These fallen angels have these men or themselves add a lot of things to what God made pure. This is why no Christian, no man of God, no word of God should have taken by seeing the COVID-19 by seeing. Because you're adding something that will make pure your DNA. When he formed you in the womb of your mother, he formed you pure. There was nothing missing in you. Nothing. You have the intelligence to know God, to serve God and worship God and make your own decision. You will be made pure. And when you allow the COVID-19 to be injected into your body, you add it into your DNA, something that will contaminate you and makes you corrupt before the eyes of God. That's how God sees the vaccinated, corrupt before his eyes. My brother and sister, corrupt. That's how he sees them. God looked upon the earth and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh are corrupt in his ways. upon the earth his way. Oh, what do he mean, though? Father, what do you mean, though? Birds, animals, human beings, every single moving thing on this earth that has life in it was corrupt. And so this is what Father sees with his eyes that are better than any computer or anything, any test on this earth. Corrupt before his eyes. My brother and sister. Not good. Not good. Ready to be destroyed. Ready to be removed. Hallelujah. You see why repentance is a must. This is life and death right now. Jesus says to me, if they're not listening now and not repenting now, and when this comes, that is about to come, they will pray to him and he will not hear them, he says, because he's speaking to them now. And he was speaking to those people in the days of Noah, and they did not listen to him. They did not listen. They did not repent. They did not prepare. They were not set apart for the Lord. They were doing what everybody else was doing. What everybody else is doing right now upon the earth, everybody's doing the same. God is not pleased with that. God's people are set apart. And that's the word holiness comes from. The word holiness comes from being set apart, separated. My brother and sister, God's people are separated. Ye are in the world, but ye are not of the world. That's what holiness is. Be thou holy, because I am holy. Be you separated, because I am separated for you. He doesn't cheat on you. Why should you cheat on him? My Lord, my God, help us. I said, what's in the days of Noah? So it shall be in the days of the Son of Man. Verse 28, likewise, I said, what's in the days of Lot? They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in the same day, Lot went out of Sodom, rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. How many escaped? Only eight. But these eight were not counted as the rest of the world, because they were separated unto the Lord. Noah did not win one soul. In his days, where so many millions of people, not one soul repented, because his family and him was separated unto God. They were not counted as the people in the world. He did not win one soul. Because he and his family, for he and his house were serving the Lord already. Heard the Lord say, yes, amen. Him and his house were serving the Lord. He did not win one soul. They did not listen to him. They did not take him serious. They did not separate themselves for him. They did not seek him with their heart. They were doing what the rest of the world was doing. And today, if people are behaving and doing the same thing, doing what the world is doing, they're not going home with the Lord. He's not taking them home. He's not changing them. He's not transforming them. It's only for those that are like Noah and his family, separated unto the Lord, consecrated unto the Lord, holy, set apart for the Lord. My brother and sister, Noah and his family did it. Lot and his daughter did it. And they escaped the judgment. It's the only way. He told me that in these days to come, these months to come, the judgment that is coming, my brother and sister, when this economy that is about to fall, the only reason why the economy is going to fall, because God said it's going to fall. My brothers, people can blame Biden and say, oh, Biden is the one wasting all the money. No, God said it's going to fall. Hallelujah. God said it was going to fall. So it's going to fall. And it's close. It's close to happen. So those that are trusting in the stock market and gold and silver and all that, they're going to lose all their money. Banks, as the federal government file for bankruptcy. So will follow all, every single bank in America will file for bankruptcy. They're not going to stand without the federal government, SBIC. They're not going to stand. So they're also going to file for bankruptcy. And what's going to happen with people's money, those that were trusting on money, they're broke. The next day after they file for bankruptcy, you can go to your bank account and try to get some money. In your bank account, you will have no money. Okay? And if they leave some money there, it may be only enough for a few months or a few weeks. After that, no jobs, no money. So how are people going to live? Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of God's mouth. He wanted us now to be depending on him. Cursed is the man who trusted in men. If people have been trusting in men, they're going to find out the meaning of curse is the man who trusted in men. They're going to find out the meaning of a curse. My brother and sister, the Bible explains to us the meaning of a curse. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Let's go there. Let's see. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Yahshua. The meaning of a curse. Hallelujah. I am telling you, we're living in the last of the last. My brother and sister, there's nothing else that needs to happen. Hallelujah. But we, the bride of Christ, will see the fulfillment of what God has been saying to us for a year. Hallelujah, that was coming. He said it was coming. He said they will come. My brother and sister, and because he's not a man that he will lie, or the son of man that he will repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. People, we're going to see this economy belly up. We're going to see this economy fall. And we may not stay here to see the outcome of it. We're not going to see the outcome. Because we were not appointed unto wrath. We're not appointed unto judgment. So it's not for us to see the outcome. My brother and sister, but we must see, because we must testify, because Jesus said, ye are my witnesses. So we see to testify, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Because one day we're going to, hallelujah, testify of what the Lord has said, hallelujah, that we were supposed to see. We've been chosen. We've been elected, selected for the last days to be a witness unto the Lord. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We're in the last of the last, my brother and sister. In God's word, we'll see it, we'll be a witness to what is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Deuteronomy 28:16. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed thou shalt be in the field. Hallelujah. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. The meaning of the curses. Cursed shall be that be the fruit of the body, the fruit of the land, the increase of the cattle, the flock, and the sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou come in and when thou shall go out, my brother and sister. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and pursue thee and overtake thee till thou art be destroyed. You see why curses the man that trusts in other men? All these people that are trusting in this economy are going to find out why trusting in men, my brother and sister, the meaning of the curses. because this is what's going to happen to them. Moreover, all these curses will come upon thee. They're going to take your money. They're going to empty out your bank account. They're going to remove you from your house. They're going to take away your car, your default on your loan. They still hold you responsible for paying your loan. They still have the right to take you to court. You will always, even all the clothing that you have in your house. They will foreclose people's home. People will not be allowed to go in to get the clothing and much more. My brother and sister, they will take away their car, and they will have no right to get them back because they will not have the money to pay off their car, pay off their house, if they have not trusted in the Lord and put their trust in him. My brother and sister, it says that the curse will pursue thee and overtake thee. It will go with them anywhere because they trusted on men, unless they repent and truly seek the Lord. Whatever state and city they go, they'll be broke. They will not have enough money to rent an apartment. And they will have, for years, they will go out without finding a job. They will have to steal. They will have to kill. My brother and sister, until they are destroyed, the Bible says. Overtake you until ye are destroyed, because thou hearken not unto the voice of the Lord. For the simple fact, this is what Jesus was saying to me, because he has spoken to them through his prophet, and they have not listened to him. They will call on him, and he will not listen to them, he says to me. To keep his commandment, they have not listened to his voice, to keep his commandment, and his statute he commanded them. He told them to be obedient, to be repenting, to be seeking him, and they have not. And so when they will need the Lord in the months to come, when the economy falls, when food prices become so high, that our current average that is a dollar now will be $25 or $50. They're not even a dozen of that they can afford. My brother and sister, a pound of meat they cannot afford. And as I seen in the great tribulation to come, there were no deers, there was no cats, there were no dogs because people had ate the cat. People have been looking for snake to eat, for rat to eat, for any type of animal to eat, raccoon, whatever they can find, they're looking for it to eat it. And because people are changing into beasts and werewolves during the great tribulation, and the flying bird, through the Moderna, they're changing into werewolves, through the Pfizer, they're changing into beasts, through the Johnson & Johnson, they're changing into two-headed monster, and through the other vaccine, they're changing into beast, into flying bird, stalking, hungry bird. And they're going now eating everything. They're eating, my brother and sister, they're eating dogs, cats, the flying bird, they're eating deers, and any wild animal they can find. From the air, they come down quickly, they grab them, they tear them apart, hungry. And the rest of the people who are now vaccinated that have not changed, hallelujah, praise the Lord, they are looking for food. They're living in, like the Lord showed me, in that high third floor house, up in the attic. They're hiding. The beast cannot, the first floor is destroyed. The beast cannot climb. One thing good I noticed about the werewolf and beast, they cannot climb. They're not good climbers. So that's going to help people a lot in the Great Tribulation. So people that are living in the attic, but they need to get down to try to grab food for the day. My brother and sister, these beasts only come out at night, but by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's already night. It's already dark. So the beasts are already coming out. Some people thinking, well, it's only 2-something. I'm going to try to run quickly and grab something and then climb up again. That was the idea of a lot of these people. If they could not find enough food, because some people I noticed, because they were talking about it and I was listening. They were saying, you know that I ran as far as I could. I did not find anything. And then before I was too late, I came back and I climbed back up. But you only brought a little bit. I could not find anything else. They were hungry. They're hoping now for the next day. And next day is the same. They only have an hour or two to run out quickly and grab some food and come back and run and climb again. That's 7 years that it feels like 7,000 years. Every day in the Great Tribulation feels like a year or like 10,000 years. Every hour you count a second. It makes a day longer. It makes a night longer. When you're hungry, you don't have a lot of time or energy to put off things. If you haven't ate for a few days, your body is weak already. You need to climb up there. You need strength to climb up there. Whatever you run to get, you need to get it quickly, and you need to get back. That's the life. And some people get caught in between, eaten by the beast. My brother and sister, by the Johnson & Johnson, by the Moderna, the Pfizer, they're getting eaten by any of them. My brother and sister. So, is the earth corrupt? The proof is right before our eyes. If 75% of the fish that people normally eat have disappeared from the sea, where are we heading to, my brother and sister? The Lord is about to come because he's going to save, he's preserving and keeping his. He's about to give people a true revival that it looked to me like less than a month. And that was it. People were going on to heaven. They finished their work. They were going to heaven. The 3 days of darkness are closed. People had dream about them. The Lord has put an urgency on them about the 3 days of darkness that are about to come. Some people believe this year. We won't go beyond this year, they believe, before it happens. I don't know about that. But there was something I was meditating on. I'm going to say this to you. No man knows the day and hour when the Son of Man is returning, but only the Father. When I was shown 2023, the martial law coming in, I believe it was going from 23 to 24. I didn't see the church on the earth. I didn't see the church. I didn't see no Christians. My brother and sister, I don't know because the location where I was looking at things, this is why I didn't see the church. Or the Lord did not show me the church because it was what he was showing me that was more important right now in regard to what is coming. But I did not see believers. My brother and sister, I don't know if it's because of the location I was in, but I was meditating on this. He's telling us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He's telling us that could be also that because since the Lord is showing the time, it will get really difficult, but people will notice that. I don't know, but I noticed that people thought that the days in the Great Tribulation was really long. To me, it seems shorter coming from this time into that time. It seems shorter to me. But to them, it seems longer. Even when the 7 years were over, remember when the Lord showed me that people were asking me, how come the 7 years are over and the Lord had not returned yet? And then I read to them Daniel 12, where in Daniel, the revelation of the coming of Jesus after the 7 year great tribulation, there's a few weeks added to it. My brother and sister, in Daniel, the days are a little longer than 7 years. And when you add it together, it's a little longer, just a little bit more. And I believe that also because the Lord wants them to be ready. And as we were there waiting, the Lord broke through the cloud in all his glory. and stop all the evil immediately. All evil was defeated in 1 second or less. Soon as he showed up, the devil and them were all defeated. They were frozen. There was nothing they can do. My brother and sister, the promise of God are true and real. This morning, being there for over an hour in the Noah generation, looking at those people and speaking with those people, my brother and sister, as I looked at them and I was talking to them, all I could do was meditate about the word of Jesus, the Bible, everything he said in the New Testament, that it will be like in the days of Noah, will be like in the coming of the Son of Man. That's what I was thinking there, exactly how he said it. These people were not repenting. These people were angry. Violence is that they were angry. And instead of repenting, they were coming against one another. Well, very soon in the United States, people are going to turn violent like it happened the other day in Minnesota, and they will begin to destroy their own city. This is the attitude of the people back in the times of Noah. Same attitude, same violence, same behavior, same demonic behavior, because this is demonic. When people, Son of Seneca, thank you. When people behave, hallelujah, when people behave like this way, they are willing to kill other people. They're willing to burn down their house. They're willing to burn down their store. They're willing to burn down with business, supermarket, and all that. My brothers, that's not a normal behavior. Because this store is a place that we go to do shopping, food shopping, an example. They'll burn down the supermarket. That's not a normal behavior. These are things we need. Other people need. They burn them down. It takes years to build them up again. But if it continues and it goes into 23 this way, no wonder then there's martial law in the whole country. Now, the martial law that is coming, let me tell you a little bit about it. Because I don't think I was able to talk about it last time I shared. It was over 12 months. The martial law Biden is going to introduce is over 12 months. How do I know this? Because I heard people complaining there. When I was taken there, I listened to people complaining about the martial law. They were saying this martial law was taking it was taking too long. It was already over 12 months, and it was all over the country, and we were still under martial law. And they were asking the government, when were they going to? And they were not giving people time or day when they were going to remove the marshal or the soldier from the street. My brother insisted. Soldiers were everywhere. And you could not go anywhere without going through checkpoints. My brother insisted. Checking your ID, whether you live in the town. And if you were coming to maybe try to visit from one state to another, why? Who do you know here? Who do you know in this town? Do you have family? We don't want people looting in here. We'll shoot anyone who come and do this, or they can turn you around right away. No, turn around. Get on your vehicle and turn around, miss. Sir, turn around right now. Get on your vehicle and turn around. We'll give you a few seconds before we shoot. And people were tired of it because it was 12 months this way. People were fed up. They didn't. I'm sorry for the language, but that's what I heard people saying. They were tired of the government running their lives. The martial law had taken over 12 months, and life was difficult. Because then if you don't have the food you need, the supply, I believe I heard that FEMA, they were using FEMA to drop food in certain places to be distributed among the people. Then people are complaining that they were not getting the food. There are certain other people were getting it, but they were not getting it. My brother and sister. Okay? So, it was difficult for everyone. Difficult for everyone. Because certain people were saying that for days they had gotten no food. And they were being promised that FEMA was going to get them. And you don't want to get upset with the soldier. You don't want to threaten them. You don't want to provoke them. They got order from the leaders. Shoot to kill. Anyone get out of line, you shoot them. So there are people everywhere in the country, my brother and sister. They go to the town in the military vehicle and the Humvees. They go to towns, downtowns everywhere. They're patrolling day and night. And whoever's stealing and running for them, they're shooting them. They're moving on, my brother and sister. Okay? If they have someone else remove their body, they throw them in a vehicle somewhere to be burned. They're not patient. They're not waiting on anyone. They're not explaining anything to anyone. They have the order. They're following order. That's what soldiers do. Soldiers follow order. That's it. And that's what they're doing. And this is how the country is being run for over 12 months. I saw this. I was like, wow. It truly is going to be difficult. Curfew for everyone. They're going to set a curfew for everyone. And they're going to tell people when they cannot be on the road anymore. I believe I heard 8 o'clock. Not sure. It might apply by the different state. Okay? Yes, a lot of people will be dead. Because I heard 8 o'clock at one time, and another time I heard 6 o'clock. There were different checkpoints. Different soldier was speaking. I believe some were representing different state. But every state was being, and thank you, that's a good verse. He that led into captivity should go into captivity. He that killed by the sword, by me killed, must be killed by the sword. He that is patient in faith of the saint. Exactly. That's why I tell people, I didn't see the church. I know there will be a time. There's still things I'm still playing up, praying about it, checking with the Lord. Because they find out there are things that don't apply to us, the bride of Christ, for sure. My brother and sister, we might see the beginning of this. We will not see the end of it, because the end is 7-year great tribulation. So, I heard the great tribulation is about to start. But it cannot start until the 3 days of darkness happens and revival happens. And then after that, the Lord bring home his church. I say, over. It's over. After that, people will be changing into beasts everywhere. Marvelous system. Okay? Whether they're Christian or not, they're vaccinated, they're changing into beasts. Okay? And it's terrible right after that. Terrible. My brother and sister. But over 12 months of martial law. And it was all over the country. It was not better in one place than another. Because they had the whole country under watch. Fully military. And again, the order was to shoot. Before martial law is declared, which I believe this year is being led into all that rioting that the Lord showed me that will begin soon, like it happened in Minnesota. They already know that the rioting, like it happened in Minnesota, it really built millions of dollars they lost into it. And they're being careful that if riots begin in the different state in the same manner like in Minnesota, it will take billions and even trillions of dollars to restore the country. And that's what they want to avoid. Okay? So they want to declare martial law as soon as possible when the riot begins. They'll have the local police try to stop it. Once they say it's out of control, we know what's coming. But there will be a few months in between, though, before they declare it. Short times. My brother and sister, before they declare the martial law, because I saw people first complaining about food prices. In the revelation of the Lord, people were saying the prices of food was too high. People could not afford food. They're saying that the money that they were getting from their employees was not enough to buy the food. I shared that in 2020 here on the Lord Tower. And that's what I hear people saying. And that is what I saw for this year, 2022, that it began. And then the riot, it began. People got violence. But it's not only one state. See, the problem here is in Minnesota, they were able to control it before it really took to other states. But this time when it comes, it's practically the whole country, or most of the state are going into rioting. And that's what's going to make it worse. Then once they tell Biden what's happening, he's going to give the order. And, yeah, with George Floyd. So that's, I believe, three states were affected with the riot in Minnesota. But it was Indiana, some other state there. But this time is different because this is about food prices, food shortage. Okay? And people are saying they cannot afford and they're asking Biden to do something. He doesn't do anything. And people begin to riot like they're saying now. They're already gathering for that. People are coming together for that, and I didn't even know that, and you see? So people that are in different states can see this, people coming together about that. So that's real. This time, it's not going to be like before. This is something the United States has not seen all the way back to what was it, Abraham Lincoln? My brother and sister, I believe it was to Abraham Lincoln. Okay? So, this is really going to be worse than that. And it will lead the country into martial law. And then the whole country is a mess. My brother and sister, I'm still wondering where in all this, the 3 days of darkness, is happening. If we're going to see this first and then, because what the Lord was showing me a few days ago, is that in a few months, these things are beginning, happen. They're real close to us now, is what he was showing me. People will begin to riot, and that's why we're trying to determine whether it's summer or by the end of this year. And I don't know the timing. The timing is difficult to say. That's why I don't want to say in summer or in the beginning of winter, but it's somewhere there. My brother and sister, I know it's close. It might be before summer. It's hard to really, you see it in the spirit, it's hard to time it. I look at the weather, how people are clothing, but some days are colder than others. But it's close. I tell you, it's close. It's close, my brother and sister. And this time, it's going to be different. I'm telling you, this time, my brother and sister, is going to be different. This is why the Lord is saying to his prophet, get your emergency food supply ready. Store it up on food as much as you can for you and your family, especially us that have children. Because this time, we're not going to be able to leave our homes. Once the riot breaks out, you cannot go to work. How? You're going to be in the middle of the trouble. You'll get yourself in trouble. And this is what people don't realize. They think, oh, there'll be riotings here and there. You know, I'll drive the other way. No, this is going to turn violent everywhere quickly. And like it happened in Minnesota, but this will be in all these states happening. It will get out of control. They'll burn police station. They'll burn police cars. People are getting to that level of full prices in gas right now. Because they're about to, there's someone, I'm listening to someone there saying, it's about to go, this person was on Bloomberg, $174 a barrel. That's a lot. That is double, practically double of what people are paying for now. Right now, it's $375, the minimum around there. That's what I paid yesterday, a gallon, $375. If that goes to 174, it will be close to $8, like 7-something, here. A lot of people will not pay that. We already know this. In California, that would be like $12 a gallon. They won't pay that either in California with all the money they have. They won't pay it. $12 a gallon, a lot of people say, no. You know, so And so they won't be able to fill up the tanks. And then full prices, supermarket will quadruple again the full prices. So, okay, sister saying right now in California, is that now in California 7? If you almost double that, put another $6, that's $13 a gallon in California soon. That's what they're looking into. My brother and sister. Sister said here in California, $7 right now. My brother and sister, see? So that will be $13. A lot of people that drive every day to work, that's a no-no for them. They won't be able to pay that. And over here, close to $8. That's difficult. $13 in California, almost $8 in North Carolina. Going up north to Massachusetts will be $10, $11. New York, $10, $11. You know, that's, so you can see why people will turn into riots. And then food shortages. That's another explanation. They're saying that as the economy is heading to summer, with Tuesday an emergency of food shortage, then we'll follow North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, all these states, they will follow the same. And then the country will go across the country. Then you get this stuff. It will be very difficult for people, all these food shortages. So the rioting will be severe, as the Lord showed me a couple of mornings ago. It's about to get severe, he showed me. Close, 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 close. And he urged me, he was urging me, urging. It's this time to the Lord is saying it's urgent. It's urgent for you to have emergency food supply. Tell him, Sister Renee. Okay? It's urgent. If you put it off, as the Lord say, you're going to find yourself in deep trouble, trying to find food. Because he had me go out, and I could not find food. I could not. My brother and sister, when this riot came, a few months from now, I cannot tell you exactly the months, if it was 2 or 3 months, but I knew that it was just months. It was still this year. And I cannot find food over here. Supermarket had no food. So whatever is coming down the line that the Lord is showing us is coming, it is urgent. It is urgent. We're ready for it. Urgent, my brother and sister. I am telling you because there will be a lot of people emailing me they have no food. Oh, yeah, I have no food. And I'm sorry, I don't have enough to send to every state. We practically have gotten prepared just for us and our family. My brother and sister, it's practically what we have for the emergency that is coming. So this is why I could only tell you, prepare yourself. Get yourself ready for you and your family. Get enough for a few months to a year or a year or two. Depends. And another thing is water. Get yourself water. Emergency water supply. I don't know if they're going to shut down the water. They may. Who knows? We still get rain. Okay? So, yeah, Batman destroyed the food processing plant. That's what's really coming out. It's all these cows, millions, and chicken and pig that they're killing, that they need to replace, that's going to take them years to replace, according to them. And some are saying they're not going to replace them. And they're not going to. So I don't know much about that, but that's, I hear what they're saying online. And then the Lord giving me the urgency, and me hearing what's happening online, my brother and sister, the Lord's been telling us now for years to get ready. Get ready, my people. Get ready, my people. Stores of medicine food supply. It's practically here now. And some people will try to get ready and it'll be too late. Because we need to be ready now, my brother and sister. We have about a small window to get ready, is what the Lord has said to some, his prophet. It's a small window for those that are not ready to get ready, because the Lord understands the different condition that people are living in. He wants people to call on him, be in repenting daily, seeking him daily and calling him. This is what people need to be doing now, my brother and sister, because the Lord will supply. He will provide. He will help you to have enough. So not having enough, not having the money to do it, you need to get with the Lord and repenting and fasting for him to provide you what you need in your family, my brother and sister. Because emailing us across the country when there all these riots are going on and they're about to declare martial law is how can we help people? You know, it's almost impossible for us. Yes, we will pray for one another. That will do. My brother and sister, we'll pray for the Lord's mercy. We'll pray for the Lord's provision. We'll pray for the Lord to provide. My brother and sister, that is so true, and he can do so. But I'm talking about physically being able to get to other states and other places to try to bring people food. When there's an emergency going on, I have children. I won't leave my house. Because people are wondering, where's Brother Elvie? How come we don't hear from Brother Elvie? Or, you know, we don't know if the internet will be down. My brothers and sisters. Okay? If we can, yes, we can share food once it's all gone. Of course we can, if we can. Because putting your life in danger is to go out to other places, to travel to other states, to try to get to other people who should have been getting ready also, but they're not. My brother and sister, as the Lord, I remember when he spoke to me, he came to me at that time. Jesus was standing in front of me, came into my house and told me that when this emergency comes, to stay inside and not open the doors. Okay? So that's the time that is approaching now. That, like it happened in Minnesota the other day with Floyd, when this break out in all these several states and they're burning their houses, building, business, and all that, we have to stay home because they will shoot people. The military will go out and shoot people. And many will be killed. He showed me this. I saw them people being shot. My brother and sister. Because he was telling me that this is coming. Okay? Now, stopping people from stealing our food. Well, don't announce to all your neighbors that you have food. When they come asking you for food, give them some. You know? Like we were saying, we're not going to give you all of our food. But we're willing to share food with you. Will you sit down with us and eat? And they were not willing. Why? There was a word that the vaccinated in the end of time are going to get violence out of control. I don't know if it's something they're going to do through the computer shit, the nanotechnology. They're going to put in the message for them to be violent against people. And maybe this is what's going to make it worse. It might be. Because the Lord, they show me people violence out of control. Like they could not even control themselves. The vaccinated one. I was looking at them like they could not control themselves. We were holding their arms because they wanted to kick and break through our door to steal our food. And we were holding their arms not to do so. And we were speaking nicely and kind to them. Listen, sit down with us. We're willing to share our food with you. Please. Okay, look, we're cooking. We'll share food with you right now. We'll put a plate of food on your table for you to eat. We'll give you the drink. We'll give you to eat right now. You don't need to break in through our door, break in through our window, break our shed. No, you don't need to do that. We were being kind with them, and they didn't care. They had like this message sent to the brain, the computer, to attack us, to come and steal our food, break into our house. Okay, break down our house. And that, to me, sounds like the nanotechnology, the message being sent to the nanotechnology and to them to behave this way, to act this way. Marvelous, because kind word would not stop them. Okay, and the Lord wanted to show me this that this is how people are going to get soon, especially the vaccinated. They won't listen to you. You can speak kind to them, but no, they won't be willing. The next step we can take is rebuke them in the name of the Lord. Pray over them. I believe that will be the next step. Okay, something we can pray to the Lord and ask the Lord about it. My brother and sister. Because if we're being kind and we're willing to share, but they still don't care and they want to break into our house and steal all of our food, what did that say to you? And these were people, neighbors of ours, that don't behave this way right now. So how is a message of being sent to the nanotechnology chip on their brain, on the DNA, and they'll behave this way? Violence. Because the Lord was speaking to me this morning. And as he was speaking to me, I can feel the Lord's fire. The fire was coming out of him speaking to me. Fire was floating out of him into my life as he was speaking. And the fire began to cover my whole body as Jesus was speaking to me about their violence. And show me how violent the people in the times of Noah got. Violence. So I believe what he was showing me is what we are about to encounter. The same technology they put on those people to correct their DNA that have been put on these people through the COVID-19 vaccine that turned their violence and turned these people violence, that we will have no control over their violence. And the Lord was speaking to me this morning about that. And I wonder what he was saying about the violence, but now I begin to understand what he was saying to me. They're getting violence because it's the technology that is in them. They have no control over themselves once they turn this technology to go violence. It's what the elite wants. It's what they want. My brother and sister, when the Lord was giving me the warning, now I understand it better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in the last of the last. The bride of Christ is about to be changed. The 3 days of darkness is about to begin. My brother and sister, revival is about to begin. My brother and sister, we first need to see this violence coming up, something that we must go through it soon. I believe the Lord bringing the 3 days of darkness is going to help with the violence. The Lord did say, hallelujah, to Sister Celestial, that an end, I believe the Lord was speaking an end to her about the vaccinated. And not all of them. He has planned. Father spoke to me about saving. He has a plan for them. So I don't want you to think I'm speaking in general to everyone, but because Father has a plan for the vaccinated. He knows who are his. The Bible says that the Lord knows who are his. You know who are his, my brother and sister. But the fact of the matter is that many are not his and are vaccinated. And they're gonna turn the plug on them and make them violent very soon. And a lot of people will wonder, why are they behaving this way? Why are they out of control? Why can we not stop them? This is why, in this matter, we need to seek the Lord and ask the Lord. Because they already did it in the times of Noah, my brother and sister. They already did it. Verse 13, God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh that come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the beast. How was the earth, says Father, filled with violence? The key the Father uses, which he gave us wisdom and knowledge, through them. They were the tool. They were the key of the elite, of the fallen ones, to use the people to create the violence. That's what the Lord was showing me 2 days ago. Because when the Lord showed me the other day that they turned so violent, that Brother Ben and I, my wife, my children, my son Levi, it's about to be 13 this year, and my wife, we would try to hold these people back from breaking into our house. And Brother Bam was speaking to them kindly, and I was speaking to them kindly. Listen, we're willing to share the food. Brother, he was talking about me. Brother's willing to share the food. We're willing to share the food with you. Okay? If you can come in and sit down and eat with us, we're willing to share with you. But no, they were not listening to us. No, we just want all the food. No, we cannot give you all the food. We need to protect our food. You know? And I wonder why the Lord gave it to me in that form, my brother and sister, because we were being kind to them. We were not being violent. We were holding them from being violent because they were trying to kick. They were pushing us. They wanted to break through our door. They were kicking our door. Like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to break down our door. We're willing to share food with you. They were acting out of control. Why? The technology that is in them, the control that is in them, my brother and sister, okay? And God wants us to know these things before it comes, because you don't want to go crazy and say, you know, I'm going to have a gun. They do that to me. I know what I'm doing. I'm protecting my property, baby. I'm shooting them. No. God don't want us to have that behavior. Because some people say, as long as I'm protecting my property, my family, I can shoot them. I don't think that's a Christian behavior. My brother and sister, okay? I don't think it is. If you can bring them down to the floor, tie their hands, tie their feet, if they're out of control, that may work. Okay? We just need to behave Christian, Christ-like with them. My brothers, love on them, want them to be safe and come to the knowledge of the Lord. But if they're violent, they're not willing to listen, they're willing to hurt us and break into our property, we might be able to have to tie them down and until the police is able to come or the army, however it is. But this difficult time comes, and the best thing to do is always to pray. The best thing to do, my brother and sister, is always to pray and seek the Lord and ask him for our protection, our family protection. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, I have an audio for Pastor James. He created a Saturday Awesome. Listen to this, my brother and sister.
Truth, a Christian faith program dedicated to bringing you biblical truths that is able to save your soul, bring healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Let us continue to trust the Word of God. Each and every week that these episodes come to you, they come to you for your good, for your admonition, for your training, that the Word of God may guide you in understanding the truth of what God wants you to know, so that you will be saved. Let us pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, it is your will that none perish but all come to repentance. Lord God Almighty, let the hearts of your people be opened up to this truth, that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father in his eternal kingdom. Lord God, let your grace spread to many more. O God, that this time of refreshing will touch many. Lord, there is this opportunity, and you said today is the day of salvation. So, Lord God, let this word be anointed to touch the hearts of your people, to bring them to the place that you need them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In this week's word, it is knowing the will and doing the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, doing the will of God. Understanding what the will of God is for us and doing it. Jesus has said in Matthew 7:21, not those who say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father which is in heaven. If you do not know the will of God, how can you know what to do? So today we will touch on just a few things that will point out and give you an understanding of the will of God. What he wants for us, that is for our well-being, for our good. We must understand this because in his word, he brings this to us in so many ways. He says, this is the will of God, that God is willing that none perish, that all come to repentance. He's not slow as men think. He is slow, but he's patient. He's given us time because he wants us to be saved. He wants his purpose to be realized through his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he sent to save the world. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Only through him is eternal life. We must understand the will of the Father. When Jesus came, Jesus said to his disciples in John 4, and he had just finished speaking to the woman at the well, and his disciples had gone into town to get food into the city, and they came back. And so I'm talking with a woman, and then he started to speak to them and said, the harvest is ready. Look at the fields, they're white for harvest. And he was speaking about people being saved. But he's also saying to them that they offer him the food, and he said, no, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish it. When he was at Calvary's cross, and before he gave up the ghost, or before he died, he said, it is finished. That was his purpose. That was the will of God that he came to fulfill. And that's what he said, that my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. So he said, it's finished. And at that point, that was part of his work that was finished on the earth. When he rose, then something new started happening. Another part, the resurrection and the life that we have through him had started. And then the sending of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. His appearing to his disciples that they may believe and trust in him. All this is the will of God. In Ephesians 5, he tells us his will for us and how we should follow and hold to this. Let's look at this from the 14th verse. He says, wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. Walk purposefully in these times, but as wise. He said, not foolish, but wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. We are living in evil times. And he said, make your life purposeful because the will, wherefore ye be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Understand what God wants us to have. He wants us to know how he wants us to be. This is his will. Be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. We receive the Spirit and are filled with the Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This is the will of God. The will of God is that we praise and thank him. He created us to worship and thank him. We are his joy. He said, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to give thanks for everything. This is His will for us, that we acknowledge Him in everything. If we are not doing that, then we are not doing the will of God. In the 26th verse, He says, that He might sanctify and cleanse ourselves with the washing of the water with the Word. By listening to the Word, we are washed, we are clean. Jesus said to them, you are clean because you have already heard the Word, you have listened to it, you have believed it. That He might present it to Himself a glorious church. We are the church of God, those who receive Jesus Christ, we are His church. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In 1 Peter, he speaks about this, and I'll go there if it leads. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. He's speaking about family relations. It's the will of God from the beginning of creation that a man and a woman shall marry, not what the world see. It is not the will of God that is happening in the world today. A marriage must be between one man and one woman. The world is going against the will of God. The institution of marriage and the family is the will of God. And the world has gone against the will of God by doing everything to break down this institution and to nullify it and to bring it to naught. But God says, I will judge those who have come against my will in my way. Remember, in John 6, what he says, again, in the last program, the Easter program, we spoke about that, what he said, that the will, Jesus said, I come to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will. Let's go to John 6 and pick it up from the 34th verse. And we'll see, again, remember he was talking about the bread that came down from heaven, and that's the 34th verse. He said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And anyone that hunger and cometh unto me shall never, anyone that take of his bread shall not hunger. And he that believeth in me shall not thirst. He said, I have said unto you, and you have seen and believe not. All that the Father has given me, and this is it, shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. If Jesus is obeying the will of the Father, why should we not obey the will of God as well? Jesus came down because he was asked to come down. He said, I laid out my life on my own initiative, but this is the command I received from my Father. We must also lay down our lives for our friends. And when we say lay down, we don't have to die, but what we do is we must consider what people are going through and try to help in some way. What is the will of the Father? The will of God is to bring the truth to the people that they may believe it and be saved. You see, the word is that is being preached is spirit and life, as Jesus had pointed out. And those words that he speak come into our heart and come alive when we believe it. If we do not believe it, nothing happens. I want to go to 1 Thessalonians 4, and I want you to see where God's will is being pointed out to us and what we should be doing It says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. This is the will of God, that you should not have perverse sexual relationships outside of marriage, or before you are married, in this case. And everyone should know how to possess his own vessel, how to have his own wife, to marry, to be married. Why is this coming up so often in the Word of God? It is because of the same institution of marriage that is broken down in today's world. And Sodom and Gomorrah is being displayed openly, and this is not the will of God. We have to continue to hold. He says, not in lust, in concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of such. And as we have forewarned you and do testify, for God has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. The will of God is that we be holy. Having said that, I want to go to 1 Peter, where I spoke about that we should go earlier on. In 1 Peter 1, from the 15th verse, it says, submit yourselves. Let's go to the first chapter. He said, wherefore, gird your loins up of your mind and be sober. Remember he said before in Ephesians, don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For the time of coming of Jesus Christ, have this hope in you and be ready and right. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as which he calleth you is holy. He that calleth us is holy, so you be holy in all manner of your conversation, your behavior. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, with whom, without respect of persons, he's not a respecter of persons, he judges according to every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning, your time on this earth, in fear, in understanding who God is and reverencing him. This is the will of God. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, or your vain conversation, in other words, from being who we were to becoming this new person in Christ, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these times for you and for me, whom by him we do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Saying that you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit with unfeigned love of the brethren, saying that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. We understanding this, we understand what God wants us. This is his will for us, to be holy as he is holy. If we don't understand that, we miss everything that God wants for us. Look at it in 1 Thessalonians 5, from the 16th verse. Paul the Apostle was in prison, and he said, rejoice. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Despise not prophesying, but prove all things. Test everything to make sure it is of God. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from that which is evil. Hold to that which is good. Abstain from that which is evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth, and he will also do it. He will bring it to pass. We must understand that he is faithful. But doing the will of God and not knowing what his will is, then we miss what he wants us to know. I want to go to 1 John, and we just see what he's saying again about the will of God for our lives, for our admonition, for our salvation. He says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons or children of God. That, therefore, the world knew at us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, we are the sons of God, and it does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What is the will of God? That we be prepared and waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, prepared in our hearts for his appearing. Be right in the eyes of God. This is all he's teaching us. This is his will. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself as he is pure. That is to say, be holy as I am holy, be pure as I am whole, as I am pure, be everything that I am. That is the will of God. Whosoever that come into the sin transgresseth against the law. For the sin is transgression against the law. You know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. This is the will of God, that we do not sin. Whosoever sinneth had not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed the sin is of the devil. We don't want to be of the devil. We want to be of God. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For the purpose the Son of God has manifested. This is the purpose why the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. When we are born again, the Spirit of God is living in us, and the Word of God is alive in us, and we are truthful to God. We cannot go and deliberately go sinning. He said, for this is the message that we have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain who killed his brother. He is from the evil one. He said, marvel not at these things. This is the will of God. This is an understanding. And this is a commandment, that we should believe in the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, in his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another. And this is the commandment that he gave us. If we keep his commandments, he dwells in us, and we in him. This is what God wants for us. This is the will of God. He wants none of us to perish. He wants us to be redeemed, to receive his Son as who he is. He wants us to be holy as he is holy. Remember what it says in 1 Timothy 2, 4 and 5. And continuing. It says, we have to know the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us as a propitiation for our sins, that we might live through him. This, in a nutshell, is what it is. But if we continue sinning, and we do it coming against the will of God, God have no choice but to deny us and push us away. So what do? We come with the understanding of knowing who God is and follow in his will. By this short message, it should give you a guidance, a little guide as to the idea of what God wants from us, what he requires of us, how we must have a loving heart, a merciful heart, and we must obey what he has put out in his word to come to that place to live that holy and righteous according to his will. The prayer of salvation is the greatest prayer you will ever say in your life. But before we say the prayer, I want you to come before God and clean your heart. Because if we forgive, he forgives us. So clean your heart before God. Ask him to clean your heart, to forgive those who you're holding, and help you in this walk. Say this prayer of salvation with me and believe it with all your heart, for it is the most important prayer. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, forgive me for all of my sins. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died and rose on the third day. I believe only through you is eternal life. I believe you are coming again for us. I thank you, Father, for this love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Having said that prayer, you are a child of God. You are saved. But you have to live the life going forward that is pleasing to God, understanding his will. Let us receive the healing. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, heal your people, touched by your Holy Spirit. Remove every unclean spirit, everything that's not of God, and touch, Holy Spirit, and heal. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Understanding all of this, we come to that place where we want to receive something from God. And I want you to receive this blessing as the words say. It is an Aaronic blessing, and receive it with all your heart. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Truth, a Christian faith program that is dedicated to bringing you biblical truths that is able to save your soul. In this episode, which is Easter, we will touch upon the life of Jesus Christ, the death, and his resurrection. This is the weekend that Christians throughout the world think about what Jesus did for us. He came as the perfect sacrifice, sinless, to die on Calvary's cross for us, and to raise from the dead on the third day that we might be saved. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for sending your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. Oh God, for thinking about us and making us important in your life. Oh God, we thank you. Lord, touch the hearts of people that they may be saved. Oh Lord, what you have done for us. You said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We thank you for that love for us. Oh God, let your love touch the hearts of many that they might be saved. We thank you, Father. Anoint me to bring this word with power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus pointed out to his disciples many times when he was walking with them. He said, especially in, which I'm pointing out here in Matthew 20, in the 18th verse, he said, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him. And on the third day he shall rise again. This is the message. This is the powerful message of Jesus coming to this earth in human flesh to die and raise for us the true Him we have life. Peter described it in 1 Peter that we are saved through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We see it and know it from the Word of God that He's the bread that came down from heaven, the true bread that came down from heaven. The children in the wilderness got bread, they ate manna that God provided for them that came down from heaven. In Exodus 16, verse 4, He said, I will rain down bread from heaven, and you will go out and collect this bread, and you will eat it, the manna that they were provided with. In Deuteronomy 8, He spoke and said, I want to discipline you, and I want to see what is in your heart. So I gave you manna from heaven, so that I will know what is in your heart, and that you will know that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God does man live. The word that He sent became flesh. The word is Jesus Christ. And He came so that He would fulfill the purpose that God the Father had sent Him. He being God, the creator of the world, Jesus Christ Himself, came to fulfill all that was written in the laws, in the Psalms, and in the commandments concerning Him, His life, His death, His resurrection. And through this, in the sixth chapter, He just fed the 5,000 by a great miracle that He took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and multiplied it and fed 5,000 men, women, and children. They picked up 12 baskets of the crumbs that were left over. And when He had asked them, He said, Verily I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you eat the loaves and are filled. He said, Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but that which endureth unto everlasting life. This is His purpose. He said, For the Son of Man giveth unto ye, Him hath God the Father sealed. In other words, I have come to give myself for you, and God has approved me and set His seal upon me as that person. And it said, show us the works of God. That, He said, this is the work of God. That you believe Him in whom He has sent. Now, He said He's the bread that came down from heaven. He said, for the bread of God is He, in which, in the 30th verse, it said, for the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. He said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Obviously, this gave objections. The people came against Him and started saying, Who are you making yourself out to be? He wanted to prove to them that He is better than anything that they have ever received that they can fill themselves with in the physical. He said, For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all who He had given me, I should lose none, but raise them up on the last day. The will of Him that sent me is that everyone that cometh and seeth the Son and believeth on Him hath everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. I am the bread which came down from heaven. They started murmuring. because he's making himself out to be God. They make him and say, is this not the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it he's saying, I came down from heaven? He said, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him to me, and I will raise him up on the last day. God is saying that I give my son to you as a gift, a perfect sacrifice, and through him we have righteousness, through him we have life everlasting. We have to receive him, because he is going at this time of the year, 2,000 years ago, he went to the cross for us, for you and I, that through him we might be saved. In Old Testament times, they sacrificed animal and shed the blood. And instead, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Blood was shed since the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve had sinned and they had found out they were naked. And they were hiding themselves because they were shamed. But God slaughtered an animal and took the skin and covered them. That was the first sacrifice. Abraham was asked by God to take his only begotten son, who was Isaac, and he said, go. And this is according to the Spirit, his son according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. He said, go and take your son and offer him as a sacrifice. And he did go up, and he did take the wood, and he took the fire, and he took everything. And his son Isaac asked him, he said, where is the lamb? Where is the sacrifice? He said, God will provide. And God did provide. But God wanted to see his obedience. As so this was Christ. When Christ came, he obeyed God. Not that he was following anything that he did not want to do. Because even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying and his spirit was troubled within him, and he was there with Peter, James, and John, who were praying a little distance from him. They were supposed to be praying, but they fell asleep. He went three times to wake them up. And he said, take this cup away from me. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Because he came to fulfill the purpose that God has sent him to do, which is to die on Calvary's cross. And when he had come to do this, he came understanding that many will reject him, they will kill him, and this will fulfill the purpose of God. He said, it was written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that had heard and had learned of the Father cometh unto me. He said, you've already learned and understand this word, you would come to him. Because he said, through him is eternal life. He said, you would only understand when the Son of Man is lifted up. When I go on that cross, would you understand that I am he? And that this is the purpose why I came. He said, not that any man has seen the Father, save the Son, who has seen the Father. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. He's the true bread that came down from heaven, that if we partake of, if we're receiving him in our life, that we will have eternal life. You see, I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give you is my flesh, which I will give the life for the world. I'm giving my life for the world. For God so loved the world, that he gave his son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. How powerful is that statement? How true is that statement? Very true. He came and he gave his life that we may have everlasting life if we believe in him. Whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. We are doubting.
No, okay. Now it is. Okay, now it is. Thank you, Lord. Supposed to have sound. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Okay, let me check now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. So, yeah, Sister Barbara put out a word on this plane. I'm going to play the last word. I wanted to say, just to say that the word violence means Hamas. I was researching that, and it might be that in the new Hebrew, in the old Bible Hebrew, I don't think it means Hamas, because I couldn't find the proof out of it. But the word violence that we read in Genesis 6, it means Hamas. Hamas. So I was like, okay, wow. And so Hamas is a terror group in the West Bank that we know. It's always on television. So Hamas means violence, but it's also the terrorists in Israel. So it's kind of all related what's coming on the last days. All related. So it really is all these things are coming all together. And we need to be prepared and ready. Now, I don't know, Brother Joseph, if the battery will work, if the flashlight battery will work in the 3 days of darkness. Lamp, it's more recommended, gas lamp, or it's usually more recommended than flashlight. Because if your regular light power don't work well during the 3 days of darkness, then that means the flashlight is not neither going to work well. So these are things that we have to pray about and research it. But the Bible, the light, the virgin tramp, the lamps, those were lamps, gas lamp, I believe, that they used in the olden days that you can Google. The menorah, I believe it's the menorah that comes from the Jewish lamp. Menorah, let me see. Thank you, Lord. Menorah was that Jewish